Why Scarlett Johansson dodged James Gray's can FaceTime call. Scarlett Johansson didn't pick up James Gray's FaceTime during her can standing ovation. Scarlett Johansson ignored James Gray's FaceTime call as she stood for her standing ovation at the can premiere of Paper Tiger. The director confirmed he went straight to voicemail during the moment. James Gray tried to call Scarlett Johansson during her standing ovation at the can premiere of his new film Paper Tiger, but the call never went through. Gray confirmed to The Hollywood Reporter that the FaceTime attempt landed in voicemail right as the crowd erupted in applause for Johansson's performance. The director didn't elaborate on why he made the call at that exact moment, but the timing suggests he wanted to share the excitement in real time. Can insiders say it's not uncommon for stars and filmmakers to miss calls during big moments, especially when the crowd's reaction is loud enough to drown out a phone's ringtone? What made this moment stand out was Gray's decision to try reaching her at all in the middle of the celebration. He later told the press he simply wanted to congratulate her personally, though he admitted the attempt didn't go as planned. The Paper Tiger premiere drew attention for more than just Johansson's standing ovation. The film, which premiered in competition at Cannes, has been generating buzz for its unconventional storytelling and strong performances. Critics who saw it called it a bold departure for Gray, who's best known for gritty dramas like The Yards and We Own the Night. Johansson plays a key role in the film, and her physical comedy and dramatic chops got the strongest reactions from early audiences. The director's attempt to call her during the ovation might seem like a small detail, but it says something about the pressure and intensity of Cannes. The festival moves fast, and every moment counts. For Gray, the standing ovation was a rare chance to celebrate with Johansson outside the formalities of interviews and screenings. The missed call became an inside joke among the crew, who joked that Johansson was too busy soaking in the moment to answer her phone. #Hashtag Paper Tiger gets early can buzz. Gray's latest film hit can with a buzz that went beyond Johansson's performance. Critics who saw Paper Tiger called it a darkly comic thriller with sharp dialogue and unpredictable twists. Early reviews praised the film's visual style, which blends neo-noir aesthetics with modern pacing. The plot follows a disgraced lawyer who gets entangled in a web of corporate espionage and personal betrayal. Johansson's character is a former journalist who becomes the lawyer's unlikely ally. The dynamic between the leads has been a highlight for reviewers, who say their chemistry feels earned rather than forced. The film's can screening ran 20 minutes longer than scheduled because the crowd refused to stop applauding during the credits. Gray admitted he wasn't expecting that reaction, especially for a film that's as much about paranoia as it is about humor. He told reporters the standing ovation caught him off guard, which might explain why he tried to call Johansson right then. Cannes is a marathon, not a sprint, and the director's attempt to share the moment speaks to the emotional investment everyone pours into these premieres. #Hashtag What happens next for Paper Tiger and Johansson? The can buzz around Paper Tiger is already trough.